This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The Director General of the World Health Organization is in China to meet with government officials and health experts trying to contain the spread of a deadly coronavirus that has killed 81 people. The spread of the illness is being watched around the globe. In the United States, AP's Shelley Adler has more.
There's some promising news from U.S. health officials about the coronavirus. Officials with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say they have no evidence that the new virus from China is spreading in the United States, and they believe the risk to Americans remains low. As of Monday, five Americans have been diagnosed with the new virus, all of whom traveled to central China. Health officials add they are investigating who they've been in contact with. At least 32 people thought to be possible cases have been ruled out. The virus has sickened thousands of people, mostly in China, and caused dozens of deaths. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Sports fans around the world are struggling to find words to describe how they feel about the sudden death of retired U.S. basketball legend Kobe Bryant. Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter Gianna were among nine killed Sunday in a helicopter crash in the hills outside Los Angeles. Kobe Bryant was a hugely popular figure in Asia. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
Bryant's fan base is rivaled only by Yao Ming, LeBron James, and Michael Jordan. His playing appearances, including the 2008 Beijing Summer Olympics, won by the U.S., were far exceeded by his promotional appearances in the country, both on behalf of his own brand and basketball generally. Elsewhere in Asia, basketball fans in the Philippines offered flowers, wrote notes, and lit candles outside a newly built House of Kobe basketball court in Manila. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
This is VOA News. You can find more on this and other stories online at voanews.com. We have a mobile app, and from Washington, D.C., this is VOA. There's growing pressure on Republican senators to call former Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton to testify at the president's impeachment trial after Bolton undercut a key defense argument in a book draft. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
In an upcoming book, John Bolton says the president told him he wanted to keep military aid from Ukraine until it helped him investigate Joe Biden. The president and his legal team have denied that. And today in the Oval Office, the president calling Bolton's allegation false. But Senate Democratic Chief Chuck Schumer says it's a stunning revelation, boosting calls for witness testimony at the trial.
If there was ever even a shred of logic left to not hear witnesses and review the documents, Mr. Bolton's book just erased it.
There is now much more pressure on GOP senators to summon Bolton, who has said he's willing to testify.
I think it's increasingly likely.
Republican Mitt Romney says Bolton has relevant testimony. Three other Republicans would need to break ranks to force the issue. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
In a series of tweets, the president is rejecting Bolton's reported account. Billie Eilish and her music producer brother Phineas were the big winners of the Grammys on Sunday. AP music correspondent Margie Zaraletta has the story.
I'm the bad guy.
Duh. Billie Eilish is just the second person to win the top four Grammys in the same night, Album, Record, and Song of the Year, and Best New Artist. The other was Christopher Cross in 1981. Eilish also won the Pop Vocal Album Grammy. Her brother Phineas was the night's top winner with six awards. He says during the CBS broadcast, when they were making music in their bedrooms, they didn't think they'd win awards.
We wrote an album about depression and suicidal thoughts and climate change and being the bad guy, whatever that means. And we stand up here confused and grateful.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
While the Grammys were being handed out inside the Staples Center, fans were paying tribute to hometown hero Kobe Bryant outside. AP Entertainment correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel shares some of those fans' thoughts.
As one fan, Renee Sotomayor, put it,
today's the day that part of L.A. died.
And indeed, the scene in the plaza near the Staples Center took on the kind of mournful scene reminiscent of what happened when Michael Jackson died in 2009. People lit candles, displayed memorabilia, and talked about the shock. Julie Sierra noted,
for the amount of people that are out here, it's silent. Everybody's in grief. Everybody's mourning.
Even so, some fans paid tribute to Bryant as though they were still inside the Staples Center watching him play.
Kobe.
I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The U.S. military says an American military aircraft crashed in eastern Afghanistan on Monday. No indication so far it was brought down by enemy fire. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.